Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. Ah, Star Wars. If they should buy wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And pay. How about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah! Star Wars! Those near and far wars! My seventh winner up here! Star Wars!
Hey, everybody! It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show, show 13.
What's happening, everybody?
As you can tell, if you've listened to the first minute of our show, this is a special Star Wars-themed show, episode 13 of... Is that unlucky to do? It's an unlucky 13?
Yeah, well, we're going to plow on through it anyway. We couldn't get more unlucky than the first half of show 12.
So this is special episode 13, the Star Wars themed edition.
Yeah.
Because...
I saw Star Wars.
Yeah, Corey has... you could sleep with girls having seen Star Wars episode 3,
yeah,
I think.
What kind of girls? I mean, I could sleep with guys over the comic book shop right now.
Right.
Actually, geeks are lining up to touch me right now.
I know, because we were last night. Corey saw the movie yesterday, and we were doing our comedy show last night, Club Bart. And, you know, the regular nerd doofuses were all up on you. But I was sort of like, I was thinking about it, and I go, okay, well, that makes sense. But then I was like, what difference does it make to them that you saw it?
They were on me like ugly on a monkey.
But
they
no matter how much you describe episode 3 for these guys,
they haven't seen it.
They still haven't seen it. There's nothing you can do to make them. Are they going to feel like they saw it?
I feel like the first guy that went to Vietnam and he comes home and he's the big war hero. You know, it's like, hey, I saw episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Really, you want to touch it? Touch it. Go ahead. It's amazing. These guys were all like,
you know what you're like? You're like the guy who just fingered a girl, and he goes back. He goes back to the playground, and he waves his fingers around, and the guys, you know,
are butterscotch. Like,
this is how she smells, boys.
I do. I feel like you know, the eighth grader in the you know, talking to the fifth grade.
I know.
What's that smell?
Yeah.
Ooh, I know that smell.
Yeah, see, it's like playground.
That's awful.
And that's sort of like it is now. You're holding up the girl's panties like in 16 Candles. Like, look, I was at episode 3 yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like it's a couple things. One, they're geeks and they spend like years
waiting for
this.
Yeah.
They're on the force.net. They're, you know, forsaking all contact with the human realm.
Oh, they're standing in line.
Yeah.
Guys standing in line.
God, who's waiting in line?
It's like a joke now because you used to have to actually stand in line to see a movie. And I think in like places like New York and LA, I think you'd still do have to stand in line. You'd have to stand in line to see Star Wars here.
No, most of the country you don't.
Yeah. In Detroit, there's 30 screens in most of these places now.
When Phantom Menace came out.
Yeah.
People were freaking out. There were guys waiting in line for weeks on end all across the country. Everywhere you went, like in strip malls in Arkansas, there were like guys waiting in front of the, you know.
Right. I waited for the advance tickets.
Yeah.
So I waited like 3 or 4 hours.
Which was ridiculous because we just went to a neighborhood where they had like, the cops weren't going to let guys sit on. Yeah. You know, we went to a nice neighborhood where the cops weren't going to let guys sit on the street all night. And, we were, like, fifth in line and went right in. I'm like, you losers just sat out here in the rain for, like, 6 weeks waiting for a Star Wars movie.
And I don't even know when I'm going to even see episode 3 just because of my schedule. I got to go to my brother's wedding, which is on the movie opens on the 19th, which means the wedding's on the 20th.
Yeah.
I got an engagement on the 19th. I got, a rehearsal dinner. The 20th is the wedding, so maybe I'll see it that Saturday, the 21st, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't even know. So I'm just going to let you ruin the whole goddamn thing for me.
Yeah,
now
that we've recounted your entire itinerary for the month of May.
but I think no, it's just, you know, I mean, I would probably say, oh, let's not do the show, or, you know, don't really get specific because you're going to wreck it for me because I'm going on opening night.
But you're
going
to miss it.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
You can read every single line of dialogue on the internet right
okay.
now.
Well, that's
I
fine.
I mean, you know, the internet ruins everything. But I knew, I used to work with a guy that he hiked the Appalachian Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he took the whole summer off and he like hiked the whole Appalachian Trail, and he's like, oh man, I'm gonna have to find some place to see Star Wars in like Tennessee somewhere. He's like plotting his course on the map.
Wow.
Like what hick town he could get in to see Star Wars at when he was hiking the Appalachian Trail.
And did he do it?
I think he did.
Well, yeah. Good for him. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, you're still walking out in the Appalachian Trail for 3 months.
No, that's true. I guess that's a little break. 2 hours in air conditioning to watch.
Yeah, I guess.
Star Wars.
No more burrs and, you know, ticks up your ass.
Mm-hmm. You have to sit through episode one.
That's right.
Little did he know.
That's true.
Looking back, maybe
God,
it wasn't.
Remember how bad episode one really
was? You know, I was just glad to see it. Like, that's when I saw episode one, I was just like, okay, I saw it.
Right.
Okay. Episode two, I was almost more excited about because I was like, it can't be as bad as episode one, and it yeah. wasn't. But it still didn't satisfy. So should we get into the body of the review then?
I guess
three?
So, yeah.
Okay, and I say
it's
this.
It's kind of a relief to have seen episode three.
Okay, can I say this? Yeah. I hate to step on you. We did show 12. We got a lot of questions about show 12, and trust me, we will be talking about show 12.
We'll just go listen to show 12. Sometimes when we put new shows up, we're afraid we're going to bury
Yeah,
the
we're
last
sort
one.
Of burying show 12, which was really, really funny at the end, and we'll talk about that later.
I'd say at about the 25-minute mark, the show starts to pick
up. It hit warp speed.
And people go, hey, why are these shows so long, man? Why are you... These podcast retards go, I'm doing a 6-minute show.
Right.
I'm like, well, why even waste your time buying equipment to do 6 minutes?
I know. Because, well, boy, when we hit whatever minute... I can't remember show 12. If you don't know what we did on show 12, I'll describe it later.
We got about a half hour into the show before we actually broke out the Spruce Goose.
Things went haywire. And
it's a comedy.
So show 12, we will talk, because we've talked to people who listen to show 12, and they have questions like, what the hell? Who was the Nigel? Who was... What did you guys do? What happened to Joel? What happened to Bill? A lot of questions, but we're going to do the Star Wars review. People want to hear this. It's the theme of the show. Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, okay.
You saw. I did not see the movie, so
no.
I will play the nerdy, curious person wanting to know about Star Wars Episode 3.
You betcha.
I will be quizzing you.
In the role of dork number 4.
I am a geek, or
Joel
a dork, or a nerd, whatever you want to call me.
Frag a many.
Call
you
me a nerd.
You are what we call a geek.
But I will fill in.
A nerd is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology.
Okay, that would be me.
But a geek is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology and likes it that way.
No, so I'm a nerd. I'm not a geek. No, I would like my life to focus on women, you know, boobs and vagina. And instead, it does focus on computers and technology.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I got the Xbox, the PS2, the GameCube, and no girlfriend. It's amazing
Seriously,
the way this works out.
Yeah, what kind of girl could I get with the power to get into Star Wars?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a couple girls who review movies that are kind of cute.
All right. Let's do the review. Come
on,
baby.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready. It's episode 3 review. Here it comes. Little 20th Century Fox. You didn't sneak in a camera to record this. You didn't sneak in a recording device, did you, Corey?
I would never. I would never do such a thing. No.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. So here's my big Star Wars
Star
review.
Star Wars review.
It's a hunk of crap.
There's guys that are hating us now forever. They'll never listen to this show again.
You pathetic jerk-offs. Why do you like this crap? It is unwatchable garbage. Really, what are you wasting your lives on?
Are you being serious? Or you just
I'm being absolutely serious.
Are you serious?
These Star Wars movies are retarded. Why are we? Why would you watch a Star
on.
Wars movie?
Now,
what
I
you,
might. I might have
wrong
to strike
you
down.
What is wrong? The dialogue's piss poor. The acting is wooden. It's all this CGI goobagoo crap that runs around.
You're not. He's screwing with you, folks.
I'm telling you, you guys are wasting your lives.
No,
you're
don't
throwing
say
your
that.
Lives down the drain.
Don't say that.
Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, tell people how it was, man.
The Clone Wars have dragged on for years. I'm trying to remember the scroll.
Okay,
I'm
sure you can go read that on the internet. I don't have it.
Yeah. It's better than the last two.
Yeah.
If we were talking about, you know, episode 2,
right.
I would be extremely pissed.
Because okay.
That was terrible. It was a bad movie. It wasn't watchable. It was watchable, but it was just...
Yeah. The action scenes were better in episode two. It was more what you cared about. It was seeing these clone armies, and you got to see the Jedi fight.
Yeah.
With a little more intensity than you had in the previous movies.
Right. You get to see the Jedi in their full fury.
Well, that's what Lucas always said. I'm unconvinced, but again, I haven't seen three, so...
Yeah, well, I will say this for episode three. In defense of episode three, I will say this. Never once does a dinosaur fart. And that's kind of a good
round
thing.
Of applause for dinosaur farting in episode three.
Because, I mean, what is Lucas, you know what I mean? Like, there were literally, like, fart jokes in episode one. What? That's got no business in Star Wars. Well, I guess people will argue it always had business in Star Wars.
There was comedy in the original trilogy.
Didn't the Sarlacc pit burp?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, which, whatever. Leave the comedy to someone with a sense of humor, you prick Lucas. Yeah, this one is very somber and dark in tone, as every dork on the internet with their hands on a mouse and the other hand on their penis has been detailing for months now. This one is dark and grim and relentless, and it tells the final fall of Anakin Skywalker.
Okay.
From promising savior of the Republic to the doom of the Republic.
Now, did you feel that this movie, because sort of when people heard about he was making a new trilogy back whenever, you know, it was official that he was making, everyone wanted to see, well, how he became Darth Vader, and you still sort of have not seen that through the first two movies. Does this satisfy that itch?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, then maybe that's what people want.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe he finally just gave people what they wanted.
It pretty much, I can't really think of any questions it leaves unanswered. It answers all the pertinent questions that you've
really?
Been wondering about since you were, you know, riding your bike up to Dairy Queen to go get a Blizzard and collecting, you know, Topps cards.
Sure.
You know, I remember getting those wacky packs, you know.
Of the Star Wars cards?
You get cards and then you get wacky packs that had, like, you know, fake ads for Crust Champ.
Oh, okay, yeah, those things, yeah.
It was like that, my Return of the Jedi card.
Yeah.
I guess, you know what, I don't want to feel like a Star Wars... We're doing a whole Star Wars show.
More or less, I mean,
we'll talk about Star Wars
out of steam at some
all
point.
All the
but, yeah.
damn time on this show.
Not really, I don't think we've really done...
It seems like we drop a Star Wars line.
We drop a Star Wars line, but we don't do the whole show. But the movie, though, you're saying in general, it is better than the first two?
It's definitely better than the first two. There's actually, a lot of people are down on Hayden Christensen
right.
as Anakin Skywalker, and he had some bad scenes in
right.
Episode 2.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They're much better here.
Okay. They're not riding big animals through a cornfield.
Well, Obi-Wan does ride this big fake lizard.
No, but remember like the love scene from episode 2 where they're like in those really phony looking animals?
There's a great, the immortal dialogue where he says something like, I like you because you're soft and gentle, unlike sand, which is hard and gritty and gets in everything. Like, there's a bad line of dialogue in this one where they're like, you know, talking about, I love you more. No, I love me more than you, and you love me more than I do. And it's like, yeah, whatever. Unfortunately, Natalie Portman gets reduced. She's knocked up, obviously, with Luke and Leia.
Oh, so no hot Natalie Portman outfits in this?
She's wearing a lot of maternity dresses.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Like, she spends a lot of time in like, you know, dressing gowns, looking out the window.
Okay. Well, the guys want to know that. Guys want to know.
I know, but there's no Natalie Portman action.
Remember, like, in episode 2, she had that belly, like,
the
monster just happened to rip it, so it was in, like, a midriff shirt.
Yeah.
That was great. That
very
was, like, what...
it's a very smart monster.
Yeah, it was very horny.
Natalie Portman, I'm a huge fan of.
I know.
As you know. And I recommend, if you really want to spank it, rent the movie Closer.
Yeah.
Where she parades around in a G-string with her sweet little Israeli cheeks bouncing away there. You almost see her Gaza Strip, too.
Yeah.
Very close.
Okay.
But yeah, she basically, Padme stands around crying, what's wrong with you, Anakin? For like the whole movie, and her scenes kind of bog things down. Mm. And Jimmy Smits is introduced as Senator Bail Organa of Alderaan, or as I like to call him, Senator Exposition.
He just described the plot? Is that his whole job?
Yeah, he basically just shows up to advance the plot in certain scenes.
Okay, but, somebody's got to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, how are the Jedi this stupid?
Well, in what way?
Well, because, all right, everybody knows that Chancellor Palpatine, who is Ian McDiarmid, is the Emperor, right? Because we've seen him in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So it's not, the audience is not fooled by this at all. Yet the Jedi are unaware.
Well, they didn't get to see Return of the Jedi.
I guess so.
It didn't open there. I don't know.
But it's like sometimes the Jedi have ESP. Sometimes they can read the Force and see. I know Yoda's always like, the future is difficult. And, you know, difficult is the future. I could. That Yoda speak drives me crazy.
Well, yeah.
That like parsing of sentences. And
yeah.
Oh, some dork last night was trying to tell me, one of these guys that was on my jock after seeing the movie, was trying to tell me, well, that's German sentence structure.
Well, yeah, German sentence structure is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in Yoda speaks sort of German sentence structure.
You know, that could be right, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't doubt it's right. This guy, what is this guy
he's not
do?
Speaking German. He's still speaking English.
I know, which sounds weird.
And he's like, still a little 3-foot-tall green midget, so I don't know why he would speak German.
Yeah, and then, like, there's a point where the Emperor's like, the Jedi will fall before me. Hmm. And Yoda's like, if not, I have something to say of it. You know, you're like, what? It just doesn't sound right, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yoda was Arianna Huffington before there was a... trying to make serious points, but yet you're doing it through this ridiculous accent and manner of speaking that makes no sense at all.
Dennis Miller called her the smart Gabor sister.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Arianna Huffington. The Republican Party is out of control. But anyway, back to Star Wars.
Yeah
you start
Star
to
Wars
like,
guys don't want Arianna Huffington
no,
stuff.
I don't think anyone wants Arianna Huffington, but... I don't know. It's good. It's much better than the other two. It's much more serious, much more focused. Although, actually, I sat there thinking I could use a laugh here and there.
Right.
R2 gets a couple laughs. Like, at one point, he's hiding from some big droids when they're supposed to... Lucas has a thing where he repeats scenes.
Yeah.
And you know the bit in Star Wars, in the original Star Wars, New Hope, Episode 4, where they're like, unlock all the trash compactors on the detention level. Well, they kind of recreate that scene, but R2 doesn't want to do it because he's afraid the other evil droids are going to catch him. So he's like hiding behind a corner.
And wow.
It's amazing how a guy that doesn't have any dialogue gets big laughs in this movie.
Well, maybe you there's know. Something to be said.
Like, that's funny.
It's hilarious.
Like, the Wookiees are in it, and I'm like, the Wookiees have the best dialogue, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing because the playwright Tom Stoppard, who wrote Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, came in to like punch up the dialogue in this, and it's... I guess it's better than the crap you had in episode 2, but...
Now, are the Wookiees cool?
Yeah, the Wookiees are cool, but, like, Chewbacca looks different because, you know, they just made a new Chewbacca costume, and so you...
But he's supposed to be younger. He's 20 years younger.
I guess it's a younger Chewbacca.
But I don't know how long is a Wookiee supposed to live?
Yeah, I guess the Wookiees are old as all hell.
Are they?
I guess. I don't know.
Do we have to reference the holiday special?
He doesn't seem to... He doesn't seem to have been aged at all, you know? He's not like a...
So they weren't trying to make Chewbacca look younger then, deliberately,
I guess,
or
they
not?
Maybe were trying to make him look younger, but I mean, they only kind of mention like, apparently Yoda's tight with the Wookiees. He's down with the Wookiees.
What's weird though that Chewbacca had something to do with like the fall of the Empire or whatever, or the fall of the you know, like why wasn't he not just some dude that was on the Millennium Falcon?
And now, well, this is a question that the movie leaves unopened.
Obi-Wan doesn't know Chewbacca?
That's a question. Now
is that question answered? No, you can...
We're entering spoiler territory.
Okay, now we have to decide.
All right, I will explain now the Chewbacca connection. If you don't want to hear what happens in the movie...
I don't know that I want to hear. Right. Can I leave the room?
Yoda is friends with the Wookiees. Yoda says...
This is a spoiler, folks.
Good relations with the Wookiees, have I.
Okay.
And, or... whatever retarded stuff Yoda says.
Well, the Wookiees like to toss Yoda at parties.
Yeah.
So they love
him. Well, that's funny you should say that, because Yoda gets a piggyback ride from Chewbacca.
Oh, does he?
At
one
point. Everybody, like, loved that.
All right. Well, then explain why they don't know.
So Yoda goes to Kashyyyk, which is the Wookiee planet.
Okay.
To run the Clone Wars there. Like, the Jedi all get sent to different planets.
Okay.
They're all generals running different campaigns on different planets.
Yeah.
And so Yoda goes to Kashyyyk to, like, deal with the Clone Wars there.
All right.
And he's tight with the Wookiees. And then when all hell breaks loose, Chewbacca kind of helps out Yoda.
All right.
But so clearly Yoda and Chewbacca are tight. So then in episode 4, Obi-Wan must know Chewbacca, or at least knows, you know what I mean? It would seem like...
Well, was Chewbacca like the leader of the Wookiees, sort of? Was he like a lead guy?
No, he's like, he's like a soldier. I mean, he seems, you know...
Right.
I think the guy Tarful is the lead Wookiee, but you can't tell because they're big ape people. They don't speak English. I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
But yet everybody understands Wookiee. I don't get that. That drives me crazy. Han Solo always spoke Wookiee.
But if you have a dog, don't you kind of know when your dog's hungry and stuff?
Yeah, but I don't know when my dog's trying to hand me a spanner. You know, like like Han Solo knew specifically, like, what do you mean the particle accelerator in the white?
Oh, yeah, Chewie's giving coordinates to Han, and it just doesn't make sense.
And Han's like, he goes, okay, good.
So they really don't explain that they don't know each other, or they're just sort of
Obi-Wan and Yoda have a plan.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing, and they don't ever really, it's sort of ambiguous, but you clearly know that Chewbacca is in on the rebellion from the get-go.
Okay.
And he's down with Yoda. He's like...
But how come in... Now, it's, another spoiler. No Han in this?
No Han.
Okay, no Han.
But it's a good 25 years before...
Yeah, but Han would have been like 5 or 6 years old or something.
Taking that, like, Luke was 22 or 23 when...
Oh, I think Luke was 19. That's what I, you know...
Well, okay.
Let's assume Luke was 19 in episode 4. Or
all right, sure. I'm sure
some nerd will email us at email at
foreignjewelry.com. I don't...
Well, whatever. But Han was a little older. Han was 5, 6, maybe even 10 years older than them.
Yeah, but there's no Han. He would still be a kid.
There's no Han. That's fine.
He would have been a kid.
No, but you meet Kitty Greedo in episode 1.
You do meet Kitty Greedo, but yeah, he's an alien. But that's like 50 years before, right? Because that's like when Anakin's little, and Anakin's like 20-something in this one.
Anakin's got to be... Darth Vader's got to be in his 40s, right?
Yeah.
In episode 4?
Something. See, now we're doing this.
You know, we're doing geek stuff.
You know what I could be doing? Looking for pussy. That's what I could be doing. But instead, I'm sitting here debating the Star Wars timeline.
But nerdy people are going to be listening to this show in specific. They're not going to listen to our other shows where we talk about girls.
All right. I'm going to give some spoiler info to show
you.
Okay,
but let me just ask more questions then. Yeah, okay, so you get no Han. Now, was they did manage to make the look like it becomes in episode 4? Because that was one of the big complaints in the earlier movies was that, well, it doesn't look like Star Wars. Everything's shiny. It's not sort of a used future that Star Wars was.
I guess sort of.
There's
the
ships that are kind of like X-Wings.
There's some like three-winged X-Wings.
Okay.
Which you're like, I guess the X-Wings are new, but the X-Wings look old as hell in episode 4. So they should have had X-Wings that were new in this one. Like, here's the new Starfighters.
Right.
And then they would have been looked old and beat up.
All that Rebel stuff was all like spare parts.
Yeah, but the X-Wings were like a whole fleet of ships.
Yeah, well, okay.
They should have had new X-Wings in this one so that by the time of episode 4, they'd be old, like 20-year-old planes.
Okay.
Using.
What about no Millennium Falcon?
No Millennium Falcon.
Okay, no Millennium Falcon. We've covered that.
There's a lot of references to the later movies. Or the earlier movies.
Yeah.
God, I hate this stuff.
Yeah. He should have just made the later three movies. I think we can all agree now. Am I right about that? Am I crazy to think now that you've seen the entire sort of first trilogy?
Well,
would he not have been better to make the
I enjoyed
the original?
Seeing Obi-Wan Kenobi in his prime and seeing the Jedi in full bloom, and I actually like these three. I was goofing at the start of this.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of. I have some love-hate feelings.
Those people have turned it off by now.
I have some love-hate feelings on Star Wars, okay? I really do feel you people are losers, but...
No, I have some legitimate complaints about the original, and we'll get to those, but let's just finish off.
But I kind of like having seen this whole story. I like this story. I like the rise and fall of Anakin.
Could he have not made episode 1 and, like, do we need to see Darth Vader when he's 6? Couldn't we have started when Darth Vader was a teenager?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the problem with episode 1, that people never could figure out the symbolism of it, the importance.
Right. Couldn't we have started with... Or how about this? Why didn't he make episode 3, just completely work backwards, make episode 3 in 97, or 99, or whatever, and then work... No, that wouldn't work?
That'd be really strange.
Well, but I mean, you're sort of going backwards anyway. You're going from 4, you know...
No, because Lucas is all about repeating themes and like layering over of the repeating of themes.
Okay.
And so it's not enough that you see, like in episode 1, you see Obi-Wan as an apprentice learning from Qui-Gon, and then you see that he teaches Anakin. So it's like you got to get...
Yeah, you
like
sort of repeat that.
And
then when you get to Empire Strikes Back, you've got Luke and Yoda.
Well, kind of what happened in this trilogy, there's a lot of characters that are pointless, that are just like... Which, and that maybe is a problem in the original Star Wars trilogy, too, but...
pointless in what way?
Like, well, like, they show up and they die. Like, Darth Maul was around briefly.
And then it's over.
And then he became Obi-Wan's bitch. And, it was fine. But,
yeah. Well, you could play. Do you have more Star Wars? Maybe we have a couple things.
Oh, no, that's enough.
That's all right, yeah people have had enough.
We've been playing Star Wars the whole time.
But, yeah, so, okay, people show up, they die.
Okay, like, in this movie, there's a new bad guy.
Okay.
General Grievous.
Yeah. Spoiler. Okay.
Yeah.
Spoiler coming out.
It's not a spoiler if it's on a Kellogg's box. You know, it's like you can get like Smack'ems. What's the frog? Is that Smack'ems?
The frog is Honey Smacks?
Honey Smacks.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which is the same thing as Golden Crisp, I think.
Right.
Which I bought Golden Crisp today.
Well, Kellogg's, cornflakes are Kellogg's, right?
Yeah, cornflakes. Yeah, Honey Smacks would be Kellogg's, and then Golden Crisp is the Post equivalent.
Uh-huh.
Now we're getting in nerdy cereal talk.
We could do a whole cereal show.
We could do a whole cereal show. We get cereals and taste them.
I'm a big fan of Blueberry Morning. That's a good cereal.
Okay, we'll get
and
that.
Banana Nut Crunch. Those are good. Yeah, but anyway, they're on, like, General Grievous
I understand
is on,
that.
Like,
so General Grievous
everywhere.
And he comes
in. General Grievous is the leader of the clone, or the see, this it's so confusing. He's a leader of the droid troops of the Separatist Imperial, of the Separatist Trade Federation, which is what they're fighting, supposedly.
Well, they're fighting them, but they're the clones. Well, the clones have to turn sides, right?
Yes.
The clones have to join the Imperial Senate?
It all revolves around General Order 66.
Oh, my God, General Order 66. I've been waiting 30 years since 1977 to hear about General Order 66.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Do you really want to get spoiled? I'll spoil
it. You know, but in episode 2, let me just ask a question. Again, these are people who basically haven't seen the movie at this point.
Right.
Because we're doing this 2 weeks before the movie comes out that you saw yesterday. Somebody Sifo Dyas ordered the clone army in episode 2, and Obi-Wan goes to that planet full of rain, and there's a guy with the big neck who looked like he walked out of AI, and Sifo Dyas was, I guess, Sidious. Am I right about that?
I don't know.
You don't
if
even
I can
know
explain that?
That
to you. I don't know if that's
without
what's
ruining it.
Clearly, it looks like the Emperor or Darth Sidious or Emperor Chancellor Palpatine. Whatever you want to call him, Palpatine. He's been manipulating everything.
Okay.
And the whole Clone Wars was his idea.
But the
he lured the Trade Federation into fighting the Republic to destabilize the Republic so that he could take control.
So the Clone Wars was a way to get rid of the Trade Federation?
Well, what it is...
Who did the clones kill, ultimately,
Clone Wars? Is Palpatine launched a war against a mysterious and unknown aggressor with unlimited ending to the war, and he asked for unlimited powers from the Senate, sort of like Bush. And and there's a very Bushy theme to this thing. You can tell, like, there's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Bush feel to this thing.
He orders the clone army. The clone army attacks who? I don't even know.
Well, he basically built the clone army for
himself. I watched that whole episode, too. I don't even know who they fought.
I don't get it. I think they built the clone army because they would be
clones.
Well,
they fought the droids.
They're clones, and they would be unquestioning. They'd be the perfect army.
But the clones were going to be better army than the droid army because the droid army got their butts kicked in one.
Yeah, but apparently that didn't mean anything. In episode one, they had this whole thing where the droid army got blown apart by a 9-year-old kid in Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Because the droids had to be controlled at one location.
I understand that. So the clones were better than the droids. They had to have been.
That's the theme, but you never hear that repeated again because they're still fighting.
They don't even talk
droid.
About the droids, but I thought Grievous was the leader of the droids,
They're still fighting the droid army. And you would think after episode one, they would have figured out, all we got to do is blow up the remote tower where they control the droids.
Okay.
But you never hear that again. That's never addressed.
So the droids must eat it in this movie. Am I wrong
about
that?
Yes,
they do. The droids eat it, okay.
Yeah, I'm totally spoiling it for you.
I don't care. No, because that's
right, well,
a logical
remember Darth Tyrannus?
The point is, listen to me.
God, this is dorky.
Darth Tyrannus.
I think my penis retracted into my cavity.
You know, George Lucas is like a 60-year-old man. He's writing Darth Tyrannus.
Yeah, Grievous. I know, it's so like, hey, dude, you took the word Grievous and the word tyranny, and you turned those into space names.
Are those bad guys? I wonder.
Oh, gee, those are space names. Good for you. In the movie Hitchhiker's Guide, this girl changed her name from Trisha McMillan to Trillian because she goes, I wanted something that sounded more spacey.
Trillian.
Yeah, and that's what Lucas does. He's like, I will be Darth Farticus.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, you're just making up crap.
So, okay, where was I going with this?
I don't know where Lucas went with it.
Where Lucas went with it either. Okay, so Darth, the clones, so the droids get killed. No, but what I'm saying is everybody knows that the clone army that was built are stormtroopers.
Yes.
I mean, it's obvious. Look at them. They're stormtroopers. This is George Lucas writing.
This is very wonky.
So the droids, the clone army become stormtroopers. So they flip. They're no longer with the Jedi. Eventually, they're fighting the Jedi.
General Order 66.
And that is General Order 66.
Yes.
Order 66. I had General Order 66 last night. It was six White Castles with no pickles and a French fry. Yeah, I had that after show 12.
Say beef with broccoli. Oh, I had Order 66.
But yeah. I'm bummed. Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll disparage the Chinese while we're doing a Star Wars review. Don't worry about
no,
us.
No. That's the Trade Federation. Those are, that's Lucas's attempt to disparage.
But those guys were though. The Nate Gunray and those guys were like, you're a Trade Federation. We and their big lizard masks or whatever their CGI and
Republic.
I hated those guys.
We come to your planet and take a picture with mini camera. We are Japanese tourists. We ruin you.
Yeah. I starch your shirt well. I press your pants.
I don't know how to drive. I destroy Republic trade routes by slow driving. It's like, what?
There are these weird guys that were like sort of Asian or they were sort of like.
Lucas is a weird guy. Like, you know, it cracks me up. All the droids talk like, hey, buddy, what do you know? You know, they're running around going, where are they at? Yeah. I don't know. Over here. Look at.
They're like the dead end kids.
Yeah. It's like Hunts Hall and the Bowery Boys running around with laser guns.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't get it.
I don't know
and
either.
And then meanwhile, the Jedi Federation.
The perfect thing about like the first Star Wars was the bad guys were British, the good guys were American. That's the way. And then it all broke
and
apart.
Isn't that how it should always be?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
No, I love the Brits.
But no, you had. But when you had like Peter Cushing and those guys that were.
What's not clear from this movie, we know that the stormtroopers are all Samoans. But how come the Imperial fleet is entirely populated by British character actors? There's not an alien anywhere in the. You know, like that's what's weird about these.
Well, yeah, because there's. But, well, ultimately, as he went from like, episode 4 to 5 to 6, you ended up, you know. The rebels were big fish guys, and
right.
And it sort of everything became like a Muppet. Well, and then when you get to episode 1, when you made that, you had these everybody was an alien, and I think that took away from people's emotional investment when you're looking at a big frog or like a Jar Jar Binks instead of looking at a real guy. You could have taken the Jar Jar Binks role and what he did, and just made that a regular guy. You could have made it a black guy even because he was kind of a black guy. And you could have just made that, and people might have cared more.
He was annoying, jive-talking space.
Well, sort of.
He totally was. He set back the NAACP about 70 years, that Jar Jar.
Well, they got dumped on for that. I'm not breaking ground here.
He was like a space Bahaman. He was like a, you know, he was like space Jamaica or something.
I get you good reefer, man.
Yeah. Jar Jar, me have a good time. And we're going back to show 12. But
now we're doing show 12 again.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think you're right. It's that the original Star Wars, like, I really think that it should always be in a discussion of the most influential, best films of all time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the original Star Wars blew up everything that had come before it. There wasn't really anything comparable to it. But you're right. He didn't have the money in 76 to, like, make all the aliens he wanted. So the ones he had
stood out.
Like Chewbacca.
Right.
Was amazing because like people totally believed Chewbacca. There wasn't anybody. Yeah. Nobody ever went. That's a dude in a freaking furry costume. Because Chewbacca was verisimilitude.
Yeah,
and
you sort of believe even like the cantina. Even if you watch the cantina scene today, it just looks like it's stuff left over from the back lot. A lot of those masks.
It was.
There's like a devil in there or something. Yeah, like what the hell is that?
It was like Rick Baker made some suits and then they were just like. Yeah, what do we got? I got a werewolf mask. Okay, throw that on a guy.
Throw him in there.
That sounds good. And now Lucas has gone in and digitally altered every single thing he could.
Did he take those guys out?
He did in the episode in the DVDs? Special editions. He took some of those guys out.
He took
out.
The devil guy out?
The devil guy might still be in. So he was
I'm
in
trying
too
to
many,
remember.
I think the devil guy was in too many
He was in
shots,
the background and stuff like that. Hammerhead and all those guys.
Those guys were still in because they were made specifically for the movie.
Right.
But what's wrong with Muppets?
I mean, what's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with them. They worked, you know, like Jabba the Hutt.
Oh,
and,
you're saying,
and Return
you're
of the
digital
Jedi?
Guys? Yeah.
Because you know what? That was actually something in the room.
But I think you can tell that when you watch it. You can tell it's fake. You can tell that there's a goddamn puppet. That's Jabba. You know, there's a midget working the tail and everything, and you can kind of tell that, but it works.
Right.
But when you see CG, it sort of doesn't.
It's organic. It's like.
Like that scene where they, in the special edition of 4. When Han's, like, stepping on his tail and all that stuff, we just go, this is fake. Yeah.
I wish you guys could hear. I can hear the ice cream truck.
Well, you are a fat man, and this is the second time on this show
you've
heard.
It's like pop-off It's like, I mean, Pavlov.
Popov is cheap
Popov's
vodka.
Popov's a vodka. I'm sorry. Pavlov's dog.
We haven't done that show yet.
Yeah, man. I don't know. So Star Wars sucks, but...
But you're saying episode three, though, a lot of what the complaints about the first two are sort of alleviated. Like Jar Jar Binks, I guess, doesn't speak a line. Am I right about that?
Jar Jar appears very briefly.
Okay.
He's seen, but not heard, which is,
well, that's good.
I think, beautiful.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
So what did that guy that wore the suit, what happened to him?
Ahmed Best.
Yeah, what happened to Ahmed
Best?
He's
been ostracized from Hollywood.
Well, he parked my car last week.
It's a shame. Ian McDiarmid, who plays Palpatine and the Emperor or whatever, he's actually a pretty good actor, and it's a shame that he's been stuck with Star Wars. I think that's kind of hindered his career.
Really?
Being the Emperor.
Well,
he's a British character actor, and you see him occasionally in other things, but he's just so recognizably...
He's so that guy.
He's got... Actually, my favorite scenes in the movie are the scenes where Palpatine just sort of talks to Anakin and persuades him to come to join the dark side.
Those are good?
They're very, like, Ayn Randian objectivist sort of... it's like he's reading from Atlas Shrugged to Anakin.
Okay.
But they're interesting. It's like they're interesting. He's like, you know, evil is only good from a different point of view, and... You know, your passion is what makes you powerful, and that is why the dark side is more potent, because you channel those evil emotions, whereas the Jedi's are lying that they don't have feelings.
It's good when you see it on screen. It's not
those,
as good
those
when you
scenes
do
work.
Okay, no,
unlike some of the other boring speeches in Star Wars.
I believe it. Yeah, there are a lot.
Ewan McGregor's really good in this.
Ewan McGregor's been pretty good in the other ones.
Yeah, and he gets to really do something
this
time.
Good for him.
That was kind of a complaint. People were like, well, Obi-Wan just sort of stands around.
You sort of don't believe that Obi-Wan was that great a guy.
Well,
like when you see him in episode four, you're like, oh, this is Obi-Wan. He's like the top dude. And then when you see him, he's sort of getting kicked around, and there's Mace Windu and all these other guys that are sort of above him in the first time. Maybe does he rise to occasion?
In this one, Obi-Wan puts his foot in everything in the universe's ass.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him.
He pretty much breaks down everything except Darth Tyrannus.
Okay.
He still has some kind of problem with an old osteoporotic Hammer horror films actor.
No, okay. Absolutely.
But somehow Christopher Lee still has power. Yeah. But every other thing...
He's Saruman.
Obi-Wan...
Dark Wizard of a...
It's true. It's Saruman.
Saruman.
The Planeteer.
He cannot. He has the all-seeing eye.
Yeah, Obi-Wan puts his foot deep in the ass of pretty much everything he encounters.
Finally.
Yeah.
They took him off the leash, let him go.
He breaks it off, and he sticks it in and breaks it off on everything he encounters.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. God, I want to spoil stuff so much.
But. Well, I mean, I don't know. What else stood out? I mean, was there anything in general that stood out?
The demise of Mace Windu, which, I mean, let's face it, we all know it's going to happen.
No, see, I thought Mace Windu went out for cigarettes and never came back. That's what I thought happened between 3 and 4, but I don't know.
We found out he actually had knocked up Padme. And that nothing makes a brother disappear faster than children. Oh, God, I got
to
play
Queensryche. Yeah, you might have to play Queensryche now, but that's okay.
Oh, boy.
You should always have Queensryche at the ready, because you know where we go.
I don't think I loaded it
for
the show.
You know where the show goes. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. While we're on that theme, you know, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, which, and?
It's a Mexican holiday.
It's a Mexican holiday, so people stayed home from work and slept?
Right. Well, I hear black people have a similar holiday.
What's that?
It's called First of the Month.
Oh, hey now.
But anyway, are we back to Star Wars?
Back to Star Wars.
I don't know how much I can say without spoiling it.
Mace Windu's wallet says bad motherfucker. Did you know that?
Now you just swore. I've been trying to keep this show clean.
Well, I'm quoting a movie. It's not. I didn't swear. I didn't swear. His wallet swore.
Yeah.
His wallet swore, Corey.
Well, he gets himself a big kahuna burger. But
does he?
Who? Spoiler. Close your ears, Joel.
Well, okay.
Mace Windu bitch slaps the Emperor around, but then is defeated through treachery.
Oh, okay. All
right. He pretty much punks the Emperor right out. And
does he really?
It's like, you ain't shit to me. And smacks him around.
Okay, then, well, that's good.
But then something bad happens to Mace Windu.
Something bad happens?
Yeah. something ungood. That's a good scene.
Though. I could make a million jokes, but yeah, I know you don't want to say specifically what happens. But that's fine, don't.
That's a good scene, though.
So Mace Windu gets to kick a little ass.
Because
he was, I'll tell you, man, in 2, when he's fighting, man, he's looking slow. He's looking old, isn't he? Am I right about that in episode 2?
Well,
that big battle in that big sort of arena with all the flying things.
Sam Jackson is like 50.
Well, I know, but he sort of aged even between 1 and 2, it seemed like.
I guess.
You know?
Well, yeah, there has been years since... 97 is when... Was it...
99. But they might have shot it in 97, yeah, 98. Yeah. So... He did Pulp Fiction in 94, and you're thinking, oh, that's going to be the guy.
It's almost been... It's and been nearly 10 years since they started making these new Star Wars movies.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's... Yeah, 05, 95. Makes sense. I don't know.
So anyway, that's Star Wars.
So Mace Windu got to kick butt. We have other questions.
Okay.
Space battles. How do those rate?
Those are pretty good. The opening space battle is really good.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of little... Oh, you know, the blockade runner from episode
right.
four?
Right. I think everyone knows that now, yeah.
It's in this.
So that's like... Does that become like their main ship? Like you figure out why that's...
That's Jimmy Smith's ship.
Okay, it's Jimmy Smith's ship, sure.
So that's Alderaan's mm-hmm. personal ship or whatever.
Okay.
Alderaan looks a little bit like Bavaria, only in space. It's like...
Oh, do you actually go to Alderaan? You yeah, actually walk around yeah. on Alderaan? You see like, Alderaan. Hey, what's up on Alderaan?
They show you Alderaan, oh. which is mountainous and has big, spacey-looking cities. Oh, okay. But, yeah, you know, one of the planets looks like the game Pikmin. From Nintendo.
Pikmin, like little flowery thing?
Yeah, it's like there's like giant flowers on this planet. So the people are small next to these big, huge flowers.
What planet is that?
It's planet unnamed in the
And what
script.
Do they do in it?
They go to a bunch of different planets to show clips of the Clone Wars, like where the different Jedi are fighting.
Oh, I see.
All those little...
So like this big giant clone... Like, so the Clone War ends in this movie, right?
The Clone Wars is in progress, and then at a certain point in the movie, it ends.
It ends, okay. So you get to see the various... Because you saw the big thing at the end of Episode 2, but that was just one battle in the Clone Wars, and not
everything. Yeah, but like I said, all the Jedi are spread out, like, fighting the Clone Wars.
Okay. All right. Now, Darth Vader, of course, this is the big thing in the movie. Darth Vader, he becomes a... Was that satisfactory that you saw, like, how he becomes half-man, half-machine?
Yeah, they show
that's
that
all good.
Pretty explicitly.
So, that, I mean, but that also, does it take up a long time in the movie? Is it enough? Or did they sort of just kind of do a little...
It's near the end. And
a little montage, or was it enough?
Yeah, it's near the end, but they show it... I mean, they show it in detail what
happens. Okay, well, that's good. I think people needed to know what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so cool. That is a cool part.
Okay. Well, that's, I'm looking forward to that, then.
Yeah. Obi-Wan and Anakin have a big battle.
Yeah, obviously people know. Now, where does that come in? And like, is that in the beginning of the movie?
That's the end. That's a climax.
That's the end of the movie?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the climax.
All right. I would have assumed that was earlier in the movie, and then we'd see more of him and Vader.
That is the big finale of the movie.
Really? Now, was that disappointing then or not?
No. Oh, okay. It was like the whole movie builds to that.
Oh. Because I was hoping we'd see more of actual Vader.
You don't really see a whole lot of Vader.
Yeah, he didn't get to walk around and start choking guys and stuff.
I wish that he does. No. He's mostly Hayden Christensen.
Oh, okay. That's kind of disappointing.
But he's getting progressively more evil.
He's getting progressively dirtier, and then you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually a very grim and, like, nasty movie in some spots. You're like, some of the stuff he does, you go, oh, my goodness.
Look at him.
Which is great, because people are going to bring their kids to
it. He wiped out the sand people. That was bad.
But then again, you know what? People bring their kids to everything.
Yeah, you can't say that.
After Star Wars,
going to bring their
the
kids.
Movie I watched after Star Wars yesterday, I went to a screening of this movie Hustle and Flow,
yeah.
which is about a pimp who cuts a demo tape as a rapper.
Okay, it could happen.
I know, but there were like little kids in the movie. I mean, people that. Brought their kids to the freaking screening. It's a movie about a pimp.
Okay,
the guy's turning $20 hoes out in like Tennessee. And like people are like, oh come on little boo boo, come to watch.
Oh, it just shows
like,
you can make it. You can make it. You don't have to be a scumbag pimp. You can be a scumbag rap star.
Exactly. Yeah. What's great is, the guy he idolizes, he looks up to.
Yeah.
Is Ludacris, who plays a character called Skinny Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think that was like written on the script and it just became the name?
Well, that's a rap
Skinny
name.
Black.
Now? Skinny Black.
I don't know. Maybe it is. So, more episodes. Let's see. I have other episode 3 questions.
Do you really?
I don't know. I think. We covered the Wookiees. We covered how he becomes Darth Vader. The Clone Wars. Happy ending? No? Was it possible to have a happy ending?
Not sort of. It's sort of a happy ending. It's not like the happy ending I would get if I actually had a girlfriend who jerked me off on a regular basis.
But it's a happy ending in that you sort of see that there is optimism for these people.
There's a new hope.
There's a new hope. Of course, there is a new hope.
There were a couple little surprises that I would love to tell you, like little dorky things. That
little, like, nerdy things about, hey.
That made my heart a
flutter. Well, I've heard stuff about, like, people were always like, well, how come 3PO doesn't know anybody? Like, that's a major. I mean, he painted himself into a corner on that one. And I know, I actually know that spoiler already.
Yeah.
So.
They erase his memory.
They erase his memory, and he ends up. So, they essentially, what they do is they can actually place those droids on the blockade runner for the beginning of episode 4, essentially, right?
Yeah,
that's
what
I was
told. But R2 doesn't have his memory erased.
Right, but R2 can't speak to anyone except 3PO.
Yeah, I guess so.
So R2 doesn't know anybody, and that also explains why Leia goes to R2 to leave her message at the beginning of episode 4. Yes? Yes.
Yeah, because R2 and Chewbacca are clearly parts of the plan. Yeah, they are, and it's like.
Timeout, Lucas. You fucked up. Chewbacca is not part of that. Chewbacca is not the reason. You're saying so? Chewbacca is the reason they're at the bar that day in episode 4.
No, but I think that
are they on Tatooine for that reason?
I think that when Obi-Wan goes to find a ship, it's a kind of an inside deal. Like, like I'm saying. Yoda and Chewbacca are like boys. They thugs. They ride together.
But still, Obi-Wan goes to the bar because he's looking for a captain.
Sounds like a joke.
Obi-Wan goes to a bar.
It just seems real coincidental that one of Yoda's like homeboys would be involved in it. It seems like there was a plan in place.
Well, okay, the Han Solo thing in Episode 4 never almost didn't make sense because. He's on Tatooine where Jabba the Hutt lives with Jabba the Hutt where Jabba the Hutt is already looking for his money and he's sending Greedo to kill him.
Yeah.
So why is he on the planet that he's there in the begin with?
So dorky. I
understand. I don't care. I'm getting to the, I will solve this dilemma
right now. Okay. Well,
the Corey and Joel radio show will solve this dilemma about Star Wars.
Run that by me one more time.
Okay. Han Solo is on Tatooine. Beginning of episode 4.
Yes.
He's there not to pay Jabba his money. He's just there hanging out.
I think that...
And then Greedo catches up to him and says, hey, dude, where's my money? And Han's like, yeah, I got to shoot you because Jabba wants money. Why would you go to the goddamn planet where the guy who wants his money is there? Say you owe a guy downtown money. You're going to go hang out on his block? You hang out at the corner bar?
Well, you know what? That's just Lucas. Because
Lucas.
In this movie...
But then how does Chewie... Then what is Chewie's role in that then? Why are they there if Chewie...
It's a little hinky, though, isn't it? Doesn't it seem a little weird to you that, like, you know?
No, there's, I mean, it's yeah, well,
there's no
in
Han
retrospect,
Solo.
You can rewrite that Chewie is part of the thing.
There's no Han Solo.
In right? 3.
But you might... Then you now have to surmise. Okay, because clearly Obi-Wan knows R2. And R2 knows Obi-Wan in episode 4.
In hindsight, yeah, you could argue that.
In the end of episode...
It was never explicit that they didn't know each other.
But if you really watch it, you can. It looks like there's kind of a wink-wink, nudge-nudge sort of...
Only if you know that they're supposed to
know
each other.
It's funny, he's now put context into these movies.
But he has put context into 4 where there wasn't. And I don't believe that Chewbacca is anything more than the sidekick. And I can't believe that he's anything but the sidekick
in episode
4. I know,
but now
4.
They've sort of changed the whole story.
Well, guess what? You effed it up, Lucas. I mean, not that he hasn't effed it up already. I mean, certainly I'm not going to dump on him about Chewbacca when you can dump on him about the whole fucking episode 1.
They clearly erased C-3PO's memory.
Yeah, I know that, and that's the only way to explain it. And it's easy to explain because he's a robot. You can push a button and make him forget. Because
otherwise he would just be lying the whole time.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying, like for some reason, Chewbacca you can explain away... Yeah. Because he's a goddamn dog. He doesn't speak English.
Sure.
And R2 you can explain away because R2 is a little robot who doesn't speak English. But 3PO, you got to come up with something where, you know, somebody took his hard disk out because he actually does speak English. And all the other people that were alive are either dead or they're lying somewhere in a cave like Obi-Wan.
Right. Well, they erase his memory.
Or like Yoda who's on some lizard planet.
Because they don't want the location of the twins to be known.
I understand that.
And which is kind of funny because...
Then they end up on the goddamn planet where the dad grew up. Makes no sense.
One of them is taken by a senator, a prominent senator.
Yeah.
Who works on Coruscant with the Emperor in the Senate.
Yeah.
Which is not disbanded in this movie. They explain why he's like, the systems would all fall apart if we disbanded the Senate.
Okay.
Right now. Which is why they take 20 years to blow up the Senate. I don't know.
No, but Yeah. So they try to hide these kids, and they hide them.
In real obvious places.
Yeah, in real places where they would probably be the first place to look.
You know, not Naboo, where Padme was from.
No, but would they blow up Naboo or something?
No.
I don't know.
But they yeah, it's so ridiculous, this movie. The more I'm thinking about trying to make
sense of it now.
I'm trying to put logic into Star Wars.
I mean, you wouldn't hide. You wouldn't send a kid to Tatooine where Darth Vader
There's
grew
a reason
up.
Why they... No, he won't go back there because that's where his mother died.
Hold on a minute. Nigga, please. I just had to... I'm sorry if that seems racist.
Oh,
nigga, please. Oh, that's all I got to say about that.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Well, whatever, but nigga, please. What? I don't care if you're my Huckleberry or
why
not.
Why you got to drop the... Stop the N-bomb.
No, but that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make friggin' sense, dude.
Don't be doing this.
I know.
Don't be... Well,
now stop that. Stop.
Come on.
Everything.
Well, you got to stop dropping N-bombs. Come on.
I'm trying to make sense. This is a very serious topic. We're talking about an imaginary planet made out of sand. Don't put all your nonsense involved, okay?
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh.
Man.
All right. It doesn't... Isn't it a pickle now?
Well, yeah, you can't say he wouldn't go there because that's where his mom died. The guy tortures his own friggin' daughter in episode 4. Sticks a goddamn needle in her in episode 4. Explain that. Explain that, wise guy, huh?
The whole reason he becomes evil is that he cannot rescue the people that he loves the most. His mother and then Padme. The two people he loves the most, and he cannot rescue them. And that supposedly we're supposed to surmise that this has twisted and turned his soul to evil.
Whatever.
And the Emperor promises him that through the dark side, he'll be able to control things.
Okay, well, so they explain why the one bad guy is bad. Why the other bad guy is bad?
Because they're bad guys.
See, it doesn't make sense. You're gonna put some sort of, like, moral sort of, like, reasoning behind why Darth Vader is bad.
Yeah. The whole...
And then, but the Emperor, he's just a prick. Yeah, that Darth Maul, he wasn't raised right. His mommy should have given him a timeout. Where does this go?
No, yeah, it's... The Sith are just... authentically evil. They're just sort of, they're evil to begin with. They're just bad people.
But Darth Vader was like, hey, he's a good guy, but he kind of became a Sith.
Right.
He just wasn't, you know, he was just like, yeah.
But there's this whole thing about the prophecy, and it takes these brilliant, wise Jedi masters.
Okay.
Like, 3 movies to figure out that they read the prophecy wrong.
All right.
There's
You know what? Yeah, that's making no sense.
He will
right
bring
now,
balance to the Force.
Yeah. This is the one. There is one that, and they're constantly looking for the one.
Yeah,
and then they never find the one.
Yeah, he brings balance to the Force. All right,
but isn't the one? It isn't the one. Eventually, then Luke Skywalker.
No, Anakin brings balance to the Force by destroying good.
Oh.
And good had been in charge for so long.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
I don't know.
Is your head hurting now?
I don't know. I think everyone wants to know this question. This is the number one question. Where does Revelations fit? Where does Star Wars Revelations, the dorky fan film? You want to play a clip of that? You have any of that in there? I know we played it the other day. We talked about Star Wars Revelations.
I don't want to give that guy credit.
Yeah, F that guy. Because he had seers and, like, Jedi temples that all led up to episode 4, and they were all ready for their big assault. On the Death Star, on what's the name of the planet? Talus 4 or whatever they have.
It's something like this.
This is Revelations, if you haven't heard it or seen it.
Don't you ever do that to me again, you understand?
So this dialogue is better or worse than episode 3?
It's kind of on par.
Is it really?
Never again. It was worth it. We have a chance now.
Declan uploaded the last 100 years of information from the console.
This is Star Wars Revelations.
We now have the location of all the Jedi that Janna has.
But Janna still has the disc.
This is a great advertisement for not seeing the movie.
Janna. I knew from Star my Wars visions Re- we can never save all the Jedi.
By the way, everything...
See, they're talking about seers and...
By the way, everything in Revelations completely invalidated.
Blown up by this thing. All right.
Yep.
But what about the audio drama, Corey? Does it stay in line with that canon? I read the Rebel Strike, Rebel X-Wing fleet led by Wedge Antilles. Okay, that's fine. I don't know.
There's
dorks, though, that are gonna finally try to see. I don't know.
Oh no! Now what gets? Really
I'm trying
funny.
To make sense of episodes 1, 2, and 3 against episodes 4, 5, and 6. Guys who were trying to compare it to comic books and all this crap, and you know, Knights of the Old Republic video games. I mean, those guys' heads are going to explode. Jesus.
Where does this? How does this revelation play with KOTOR? You're right. Oh, it's so guys who are
yeah.
like
Star it just
Wars
doesn't
Galaxy.
Make sense. Don't try. And my advice to people is just enjoy it for what it is and don't try to make sense of it.
Well,
because when you do, I mean, we've tried, and we're two bright, intelligent guys. We've spent the better part of an hour on this show trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah, we spent a whole long time talking about this garbage. I don't know. I mean, obviously, the Star Wars movie, as a movie critic, the Star Wars movies are about as big as it gets. You know,
okay,
they,
no,
they
absolutely.
Get more interest or excitement. Or,
right.
You've never seen more critics in your life at this screening.
When people walked out, was it a thumbs up? What was the general consensus?
It's media people, so they're harder to gauge.
I understand.
People seem to like it. I think some of the guys were really some of the old guys.
Yeah.
This stuff just goes. There's one guy I called the Snooze Hawk.
Yeah, I know the guy you're talking
that,
about.
Because he used to be called the News Hawk.
Yeah, he's a.
And I won't even say his name because no one. Will
but he sleeps through every movie.
Yeah, he sleeps through movies.
Sleeps through every screening.
He's this
just...
old buzzard guy that used to be a reporter on TV and like, comes to these screenings and what the hell was that all about? Bunch of garbage. I don't get that. I saw the movie Kingdom. Saw the movie Kingdom of Heaven, which is about the Crusades. And I was talking to Debbie Schlussel, who we've talked about on the show before, and she was all like, "That's Osama bin Laden's take on the Crusades."
Well, I've heard the Muslims have praised that movie.
I know. Well, because the Muslims don't really come off as evil.
Yeah, okay.
They're not like the Star Wars villain. They're not like General Grievous, who's just evil for no reason.
But
yeah, so she's all like, and I'm like, Debbie, it's just a movie, and and then Jerry, the Snooze Hawk comes out and goes, "Who the hell gives a shit?"
I think he's just like a guy who's like, movies were better when they were in black and white, you know, like color ruined
you
everything.
Want an actress, Lana Turner. That's an act. You know, it's like what? I don't get why he
these
likes.
Talkies are just never gonna catch on. You know, like what kind of attitude is that?
Yeah.
Oh Lord,
you want a good actor? Get that Victor Mature. Get him in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's
There's a bad guy for you.
There's a sandal and sword epic. Watch The Black Robe. That's a good one. It's like, wait, what are you, Jerry?
Oh, heaven. Heaven, heaven, heaven.
Oh, my goodness. So we've wasted a whole show talking
about
Star
Wars. We're
not
even taking a break. We're just rolling this out. We got about 15 minutes left. So.
Wow.
Do you want to talk about show 12, or should we do any more Star Wars stuff we should talk about?
Anyway, I'll just say, if you have any more questions about Star Wars, if you just can't wait, I will spoil anything for you.
Email us at email@coreyandjoelradio.com.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people listening. I should have plugged our coreyandjoelradio.com website. We've got an FAQ. It's probably a lot of people first time listening to this because they're going to get the buzz that we talk about Star Wars.
Oh, this is a real
No
shame.
One's done a Star Wars podcast yet. We're the first ones. There's nobody that's discussed episode 3 yet. Well, this has got to be pretty new for guys who've seen it. I mean, I'm sure guys on some of those big sci-fi podcasts have seen it. They got into screenings.
But we're taking
by
a humorous Club. Take.
We're doing our deconstructing Star Wars.
It appears to have been screened this week. There was a big nationwide.
Ain't It Cool blew up with Star Wars reviews.
There was a big actual screening at Skywalker Ranch in Marin County where everybody
and that
went.
Was like Kevin Smith wrote his big review.
Yeah.
I read a lot of the... Kevin Smith spoiled everything. I mean, that guy spoiled the goddamn...
Kevin Smith just came out and told you specifically...
Yeah, he was just like, Luke's penis is 8 inches long, and this is all this stuff. Just ridiculous detail.
That's huge for a baby.
Well, you know what? I forgot. I meant to say Anakin, but it was still funny. I should never... never call back. Never suck back the jokes, even if you get the facts wrong. Let the funny be funny. That's a comedy rule. We're stand-up comics, by the
huge,
way.
Huge penis for a baby, though. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's what... Do you think that lightsaber made itself? Come on.
Yeah, ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
One thing that
do they circumcise Luke with a lightsaber?
They do. It's awesome.
Yes, thank you very much.
There's
I'm
a
glad
little tiny lightsaber.
I'm glad that was it.
But they have they have a Moyle droid who comes out and does the bris. It's amazing.
Oh, they're Jews. That explains a lot. It would explain a lot if they were
Jews.
Well,
what do you think, Obi-Wan? What kind of name is that? I think he's Ashkenazi. I don't know. For some reason, the doctors are all robots. Would you let a robot be your doctor?
I don't know.
Because shouldn't a doctor know what hurts?
So, like, robots put, like, Darth Vader together and stuff, kind of? Yeah. I don't know. You can't sue it. You can't see a robot. That'll never fly.
That's a good point.
You can't collect from a robot. So I don't think, I think we will have human
doctors. Robots have no idea when they're like stabbing you and you're like, it hurts. Ow. And they're like, I don't understand pain. Maybe we should get a comedy robot. That would.
A comedy robot?
Just do our job. Take it away from
us. Oh, I don't know.
We're all going to be replaced by robots in the future. Read Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut.
Podcasts are being replaced by robots. Guys, queue up 57 clips of, you know,
Star Wars stuff.
Bad. Well, no. I mean, we don't. We started our show. We did, what, a minute and a half into our show today?
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. We just do about 10 seconds, but minute and a half, because it was a special Star Wars.
No, I listen to a podcast. I told you about this. The guy didn't come on for like 16 minutes.
Why would you waste people's time
and
like
that?
And
it was an hour show.
People are downloading. They're wasting bandwidth. They're listening to it on their iPod. They got to sit there with the little knob and
he
circle
like,
forward.
He like played songs first.
Oof. Yeah.
And then like then comes on to the show. And like he played three songs.
Yeah.
And played like all these clips and all this garbage. And you're like. And then when you finally get to the guy talking, you're like, can you play the music again? I don't want to hear you.
I was just getting into it. Now this guy's talking.
Meanwhile, Air Ferg, he starts that show right off the top. And we don't want to listen to that.
Oh, does he? F that guy. You always try to bring him up, and I always say, you know, just F him. Let's just move along.
You know, that's a good point.
Let's talk about show 12. We got about 10 minutes left in the show.
Talk about 12. Switched On and how unfunny that show is.
Show 12 was crazy, folks. If you haven't heard show 12, if you're listening to us for the first time on 13, do yourself a favor, get show 12. Because show 12 went crazy.
Just like this.
You call this a party? The beer is warm, the women are cold, and I'm hot under the...
Well, that wasn't it. Was that what it was supposed to be? Groucho?
Yeah.
It was not show 12. 12, we had this thing called the Vaporizer. Now, we kind of danced around it a little in the description of
hey,
show
Joel.
12 on the website.
Hey, Joel, wait. I'm noticing something.
What's that?
What's that smell? Ooh. I know that smell.
There is some residual leftover
That's
smell.
Your microphone.
From show My microphone smells of the mighty herb because show 12, we danced around it on the show and we certainly danced around it on the website about vaporizers and what was going on. I got extremely, extremely, extremely stoned on show 12. I mean, to the point of not really even being able to function, and you can hear all that, especially in the second half of the show.
Yeah.
I could not even... Do you have a clip of me laughing during... Because I was laughing uncontrollably.
I don't. I'd have to go through the whole show.
No, right? I do. I have that... You have that clip of laughing. Yeah. I gave it to you.
Oh.
Yeah. I cut that.
Oh, you mean this?
Yeah. This is me on show 12.
Slow me down.
I was so high. I could not stop. I was laughing through my nose. That was horrible. I was in a bad way on show 12. See? I was in trouble on show 12. Let's just say I was not in good mind. I don't even really remember it. I tried to listen to some of it today, and it was like, whoa, what the hell did we do? And we had Bill Bouchard, our special guest, who's, you know, I mean, this guy smoked more marijuana than a goddamn, you know, reggae band on tour. And this guy's coughing up a lung from the vaporizer.
He's like a weed pioneer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done with weed.
Guys in Denmark are like, no, you crazy.
He has a special brand they sell at the coffee shop over there in Amsterdam.
Yeah, Jamaicans are on the street.
Yeah, Bill really enjoys his herb. But we had the vaporizer, which is sort of, it's basically the device cooks the oil in the buds and not the actual bud, so it doesn't create smoke. It creates a vapor, hence the vaporizer. That you inhale and you get the THC.
It's really Star Wars technology.
It is sort of. It is very. Now, if they would have had vaporizers, maybe they just would have chilled out.
Yeah, maybe the Sith would have been more mellow.
Yeah, maybe there's like gay Darth Maul. Have another.
Right, they would
blunt,
have a good problem.
Yeah, that could have been good. So we got wrecked, and people were like, "What was going on? And who was this Nigel guy that was running around in the studio?" And
you know, Bill is higher than Yao Ming's balls. He's very high,
but it almost did him in at the end. I mean, he was coughing, he was almost puking. It was, oh man.
We endorse that product. We highly recommend
the vaporizer. Yeah, listen to it. Get it. I think it's $200. Vaporbrothers.com, and you can act like we did on show 12, like complete ninnies, like complete retards. We were like freshman girls who've had their first drink. I was. You stayed, but you stayed clean for that.
Well, somebody had to keep the show
moving.
I know.
You know, actually, when I did listen to it, yeah, it was good that you could actually provide some semblance of structure.
I was trying to keep the show moving.
Nigel was I don't know what Nigel was doing. He was like, he was playing with his belly button after a while.
Our legal counsel, Nigel Rosenblum. What a good guy.
So wrecked.
And he was playing with the lightsaber spoon.
We do have lightsaber spoons that you can get in Kellogg's. I went food shopping today, and I didn't see these for sale. So I wonder if they're selling out or if there was just a limited run. I have the blue and the green lightsaber spoon, but not the red. I think there's a red out there. Does anyone use a red? Is Anakin red?
Palpatine uses a red.
We haven't seen Palpatine yield a lightsaber yet.
Well, we do.
Damn it. You've ruined the whole thing! How dare you!
Go out and get a comic book.
The
comic adapt. What are you, high again over there?
I don't know. The microphone reeks of weed. I'm smelling. Oh my god! It is so stinky.
Yeah,
I guess I was blowing. I was like, and then blowing into the microphone, and there was pot in here. And I'm not even. I don't even. I barely smoke pot.
Yeah,
not that day though. I can't believe we did a weed show.
What the hell is that shit?
It was marijuana, man.
Oh, yeah. We did do a weed show. You know, here we are trying to be like, we're better than the other shows.
We're
high-minded. We're smart.
Oh, yeah, we're intelligent.
We're not. We're rubes.
F it.
God.
The lowest common denominator with show 12.
Next time we're going to go pick up a carny who runs the Tilt-A-Whirl, and we're going to get high with him. That's the next show. Hey, man, y'all got to try this stuff. It's Arkansas polio weed, man. It'll set you straight.
So show 12 was Bill getting married. We played a little bit of his roast, which got very dull
because
people didn't know who we were roasting, and we had to explain it every 2 seconds. Then we broke out the vaporizer and the funny... But that's like that Revenge of the Nerds. Remember that scene, Revenge of the Nerds, where the nerds have to have a party, and they have to impress the Tri-Lam presidents, the black guys, that they're fun and that they should be a member of the Tri-Lam fraternity at Adams College. And the moos come over, and there's all the fat chicks, and they're not having fun. So then Booger has to break out the Wonder Joints. It's a great scene. If you haven't seen Revenge of the Nerds.
Curtis Armstrong went to my high school.
Curtis Armstrong, Booger from Revenge of the Nerds, went to Corey's high school.
Also, One Crazy Summer fame.
One Crazy Summer and Moonlighting.
In Moonlight, yeah. And then Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead.
All the Savage Steve Holland films. He was in those for some reason.
Yeah, he was the foil to the... He made John Cusack look cute.
Yeah.
That was his job.
Well, he's in Risky Business, too.
Yeah, he is in Risky Business, too. Sometimes you just gotta say, what the fuck?
Wacky sidekick.
I gotta pull a Risky Business, because there's a lot of Joel.
Oh,
are you having a party, Joel? A party, Mom? We gotta pull those for the show.
Wow.
I don't have a DVD of that. Maybe I'll have to rent it or something.
It's probably $3 to Target.
Risky. You get that at the con, you get your Altoids, your toenail clippers, and your Risky Business DVD. Yeah.
At the gas station, they give it to you with a fill-up, I think. It's like that and...
Well, how many Toffee Fays do you have to buy, Eddie?
I don't know.
You didn't think we weren't going to mention Toffee Fay on this show.
You can get, like, Troop Beverly Hills for, like, a dollar.
Yeah, they just give that stuff away. Here's Office Space for a nickel.
I bought the box set for the show Evening Shade for about 9 cents. It's the worst show ever.
Yeah. So we did the big Star Wars show. I think people...
Oh!
Any more Star Wars part? We did talk about show... Go get show 12 if you haven't listened to us before. And show 11 was funny.
I'm not really thinking about this. Why would you hide him on his home planet?
Yeah!
I guess the rationale they provide is that that's a place of sadness, so he doesn't want to go there again.
But, can I ask this then, too? Who gives the kids to Beru and Uncle Owen? Is it Anakin?
You want to know?
But I thought they shot that. I thought I had heard that they shot that with Anakin doing it.
It's Obi-Wan.
Ah. I gotcha.
Obi-Wan is specifically sent to hide out on Tatooine to watch over Luke.
So that's why he lives in a cave?
Yes.
Okay.
But then you got to wonder, why wasn't he training Luke from day one?
Mm-hmm.
He's specifically sent to Tatooine to guard
Luke. Yeah, because Luke had never met Obi-Wan.
No, he had. Remember, he's like, oh, I know Ben Kenobi who lives over there.
Oh, Ben Kenobi, yeah.
So clearly he'd had contact with the kid.
Right.
But why wasn't he training him? Because they were, remember in the... No, you're doing it to me again. I'm going back into the Star Wars. In episode one, they go, well, Anakin's
too old
to be a
Jedi.
Because he's nine.
But then why does Yoda train? Yoda shouldn't even train Luke because Luke's part, he's got the bad seed, man. He's got that slave gene. Yeah, he got the bad sperm,
like their
man.
Only, that's their only
it's
chance.
It's their only hope because he was the only offspring. Wait, Mace Windu didn't have kids? Mace Windu didn't
no,
knock
no,
out?
That's, no, that's the Jedis don't have kids.
Why is that?
Because, remember, they're like, they don't they took have, a vow they don't get have, married.
What are they, priests?
Yeah, they like serve the Buddhists? Jedi Order, yeah. Bastard. Which is stupid. You know what? I hate that. That kind of ruins the Jedi for me because...
Who wants to be a freaking Jedi then if
exactly.
you can't get laid?
Exactly. You know what? This is why I don't trust priests. Like, what? People go to, like, Catholic priests for marriage counseling. Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you bang something first and then tell me...
Yeah, let's go talk to a guy who's never gotten laid.
Like, as little pussy as I get, I've gotten 100,000 times more than a Catholic priest, you know? And it's like I get laid infrequently, but I
sure.
seriously, I look down on the... Don't, that's amazing about Catholic priests. That's the only virgins that can be revered. Like, every other virgin in the society, we sneer.
What's wrong with
we
you?
We look down on our noses at them, and...
Unbelievable.
That annoyed me. That was in episode 2, when they were like, well, the Jedi don't get married.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
which was like a thing in... I don't know if they say you can never have sex, but they say you can't get married.
But there are these... Well,
they say the
part
Jedi
of it is the Jedi
love.
Are soldiers, but they're the protectors of the galaxy. So that's I don't know what that is.
They're like priests. They're like
holy
the
men.
Templars or something. They're the Knights Templar. They're like fighting priests.
Boring. I say that at minute 70 of our show too, but whatever.
I know.
F them, man. Star Wars Episode 3, the full review from Corey Hall.
Thank you.
CoreyAngelRadio.com. Email us.
Total crap.
Email.
it does get a little boring if you're really not a Star Wars guy.
So this is sort of the movie for nerds by nerds, for Star Wars geeks.
Exactly.
It finally scratches that geek itch you
it
had.
It really does. And
inside.
And once again.
Yeah.
A nerd is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology.
Okay, I'm learning.
But
a geek is someone
whose life is focused on computers and technology and likes it.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But,
all right.
I don't know.
Well.
You know what? I guess Star Wars is so big because anybody within 10 years of us
knows it. Yeah, we're
any
in our
guy,
30s.
Girls, I mean, girls like Star Wars too,
early.
I guess. But
I'm 26, actually. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. What were you saying? No, I was just explaining to people.
You don't
under
look
my
a day over 32.
I don't.
I'm
not. Well, go ahead. No.
You're not a day over 32.
It's my birthday this weekend.
I know. Exciting. It's going to be exciting.
Big Bash, man.
Yeah.
Big Bash is next weekend. That is kind of a Bash of show 12.
But yeah, you know, we're like, we grew up with those. I remember when Empire Strikes Back coming out, that was the biggest thing that could have happened in my elementary school. It was like the biggest
but
thing.
But in a world with the internet, with podcasts, maybe the just the
it's losing the magic.
It's losing, but all movies have lost that, man.
I know.
You used to go see Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, because you're like, I'll never see this again. It's on the big screen. We will never be able to watch movies in our homes. Now we got DVDs, we got, you know, it's like a movie, oh, I didn't see it, well, I'll get the DVD. For $3 more than it costs to go see the movie, well, you buy the DVD, you
own it
forever.
The DVD comes out 8 minutes after
the DVD,
movie's
the Star Wars DVD, I believe, is going to be like November 7th. They've already have a date for it, for the episode 3 DVD.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So if I just waited for, whatever, how many months is that?
It might still be
Six
playing
months.
In theaters in November. But
no, because summer pushes stuff out, though, too, so who knows?
It almost, as a movie lover, as a film critic, it kind of bums me out. But that's where the profit
center is.
It's
sort of become disposable entertainment.
That's where the profit center is, though. And it's like the theater itself, people are still going.
Right.
Although this year they've been complaining that the box office is down. Right. Because, you know why? Because the movies suck. That's why.
And Star Wars Episode 3 comes right along to
continue
that trend.
It'll do well. It'll do really well.
It will do well. It'll do because they said 2 dropped off 20% from one, so 3 will pick it back up. Man,
this will blow it right up. And it's much better than the other two.
And people have moved off the date. People have moved off summer.
You're right.
Batman Begins is big, but other than that, there ain't a whole lot else.
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds, but you know, come on. Watch a homo Scientologist run around and save the world. No thanks. Okay, that's going to do it for the show.
You call that guy a homo? He's banging Katie Holmes.
I didn't talk about him. I don't want to. I'm going to have to get Nigel in here to give me legal advice.
I will sometime tell a story about Tom Cruise that I have heard behind.
Corey story. Will say, quote, unidentified sources and
yes.
put the shoe in.
I
show
will slander Tom Cruise.
In legal wranglings on a future episode. CoreyAndJoelRadio.com is the website. You can vote for us on podcastalley.com. It's a new month. It's the month of May. So if you haven't voted for us in May and you voted in April, give us some votes, man. We need to move up. Let people know the show. And that's going to do it for 13. Thanks a lot for listening. You got some Star Wars closing music?
Yes, I do.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. It's all over.
So we're going to have some... Thanks for listening, guys.
Ah. Oh.
But then the Wookiee doesn't get a medal. F that. There's no way in hell he's part of it. I don't care.
Why can't a Wookiee have some bling bling?
But he knows the whole thing. He pushes the buttons.
I know.
He controls it all. There's no way. It doesn't make sense, George. You didn't give the Wookiee a medal, dude. You're going to go back and you're going to digitally put a medal on the big goddamn dog? Just because,
hey, how about you insert some dialogue in episode 2?
George, you're not selling me on the Wookiee, dude. I'm not buying it. This guy ain't buying. You're selling. I ain't buying, George.
Folks, I've agitated Joel once again. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy your billions, George.
Girls, we're going to do a show about you next time.
Okay. The next show is all about bikini waxes.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.